In the dimly lit corridors of a spiral chamber, whispers of secrets echoed off the walls. Aurora and Megumi, the destined lovers, first crossed paths. It was an encounter of stark contrasts, a dance of shadow and light. Megumi stood silently by the archives, his presence almost blending into the stillness of the room. His eyes sharp and observant, flickered briefly over the files in his hands, betraying none of his thoughts. Words were not his allies. Instead, he found solace in the quietude of his own mind, where every plan and possibility were meticulously mapped out. Aurora, on the other hand, was a force of nature. She burst into the room like a gust of wind, her energy undeniable. With a confident stride and a grin that spoke of countless adventures, she approached Megumi, her curiosity piqued by his silent demeanor. Her laughter was melody that seemed out of place in the hushed archives, yet it resonated with a warmth that even the cold-hearted could not ignore. "Quite as a cat, aren't you?" she teased, leaning against the table, her eyes gleaming with mirth. "I'm Aurora. And you are?" Megumi looked up, his expression unchanging, yet there was a flicker of interest in his gaze. "Megumi," he replied, his voice low and even. It was a simple introduction, but in the space between words, an unspoken understanding began to form. There started an endless tale of two souls scarifying their youth for the sake of world peace. They emerged as the best spies of the agency, better known as Eclipse and Nova. On a usual day at the agency, as Aurora and Megumi rode the elevator down, the tension thick enough to slice with a scalpel, Aurora blurted out, "Do you believe in love?" Megumi raised his eyebrow. "Love is a distraction, it clouds judgment." "But what if it's our greatest weapon?" Aurora challenged. "What if love gives us the strength to fight?" He studied her as if weighing her words. "Then perhaps I've underestimated its power." The elevator doors opened, revealing the lobby. Aurora stepped out, but Megumi held her back. "Before we part," he said softly, "tell me something." "What?" "Your favorite color?" Aurora blinked. "Purple?" He gave a small smile. "Mine too." The sun was setting, casting a whole golden hue over the agency's quarters. It was a rare quiet day with no missions to rush to, no secrets to chase. Aurora, feeling an unusual calmness in the air, decided to check on Megumi. She knocked softly on his door, which creaked open to reveal a scene she hadn't expected. Megumi sat cross-legged on the floor, a cloth in one hand and his guitar in the other. He was so engrossed in cleaning it that he didn't notice her at first sight. The sight of the guitar made Aurora's heart skip a beat. She had never seen this side of him. "Since when do you play?" she asked, her voice a mix of surprise and excitement. Megumi looked up, a slight smile tugging at the corner of his mouth. "Since before all this?" He gestured around, indicating their life of espionage. Aurora's eyes sparkled with curiosity. "Play me something." He hesitated for a moment, then nodded, adjusting the guitar. He began to strum the opening chords of "Count on Me" by Bruno Mars. "You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah." His voice, usually so reserved for briefings and debriefings, carried the melody with an unexpected warmth. Aurora found herself swaying to the rhythm, the lyrics speaking of loyalty and friendship, a fitting rhythm for their bond. As the last chord faded, Aurora clapped, her laughter echoing in the room. "I never knew spies could be so musical." Megumi's smile widened just a fraction. "There's a lot you don't know about me, Aurora." And in that moment, with the barriers down and the music still lingering in the air, they were not Eclipse and Nova, the formidable spies. They were just Aurora and Megumi, two hearts finding solace in a song. Usually, they got the missions together since the whole agency knew they were each other's strength. She was dawn to his dusk. He was cure to her pain. Together, being the fiercest duo they were, worked as a two-person army, undefeatable and unpredictable. Time being the silent watcher only strengthens their bond. One day the moon hung low in the night sky, casting a silvery glow over the rooftop where Aurora and Megumi stood. Their mission had led them to this precarious perch, overlooking the city, a city that held secrets as tightly as they held each other. Aurora leaned against the ledge, her gaze fixed on the distant horizon. The wind tousled her hair, and she shivered, not from the cold, but from the adrenaline that pulsed through her veins. Beside her, Megumi adjusted the collar of his coat, his eyes scanning the rooftops below. His silence was a familiar companion, yet tonight, Aurora sensed something different, an unspoken tension that hung between them like a taut wire. "Quiet night," Aurora said, breaking the stillness. "Almost too quiet." Megumi nodded, his gaze never leaving the city. "Dangerous too," he replied. "We are close to unraveling the darkest secrets of highest-ranked people of the city." Aurora's heart raced. She had grown accustomed to danger, the thrill of it, the dance with death. But tonight, there was more at stake. She stole a glance at Megumi, his profile etched in moonlight. His dedication to the mission was unwavering, and yet she wondered if he ever allowed himself to dream beyond the shadows. "Have you ever thought about what comes after?" Aurora asked, her voice barely audible. Megumi's eyes flickered towards her, and for a moment, the mask slipped. "After?" he echoed. Aurora stepped closer, her breath mingling with his. "After the secrets are laid bare, after the world knows the truth, what then?" He hesitated, and Aurora sensed the weight of his unspoken words. She had always been the one to wear her heart on her sleeve, to dive headfirst into danger, but Megumi, the enigma, guarded his emotions like classified files. "Maybe," Aurora said softly. "We deserve a life beyond this. A life where we not just spies, but something more." Megumi's hand brushed hers, a fleeting touch that sent a jolt of warmth through her. "Aurora," he began, his voice low. "I've never been good with words. But actions speak louder, don't they?" Before Aurora could respond, he withdrew a small notebook from his pocket. A notebook she had seen him scribbling in during their downtime. The pages were filled with cryptic symbols, a language only they understood. "Cipher," he said, flipping to a page. "Our own code." Aurora's heart skipped a beat. She had always admired Megumi's mind, the way it worked, the brilliance behind every move, and now, here, on this rooftop, he was revealing more than secrets. He was revealing his heart. He pointed to a sequence of symbols, each one carefully chosen. Aurora deciphered them, her pulse racing. It read, "Aurora, will you be my partner in the most dangerous mission called life? Forever?" Tears welled in Aurora's eyes. "Megumi?" He took her hand, his touch firm and unyielding. "I've never been good at expressing feelings," he confessed. "But I know this. I want to face danger with you, laugh with you, and love you, even when the world is watching." Aurora's laughter bubbled forth, a mix of joy and relief. "Megumi, you've just proposed to me in code?" He smiled, the rarest of smiles, and kissed her forehead. "And you've just accepted." The city below seemed to hold its breath, as if aware of the gravity of this moment. Aurora leaned into Megumi's embrace, their hearts beating in sync. They were spies, yes, but they were also two souls entangled in a web of trust and devotion. And so, on that moonlit rooftop, amidst the whispers of the night, Aurora and Megumi sealed their pact with a kiss that tasted of secrets and promises. In the twilight of a world dominated by machines, there stood a company, a monolith of innovation, with a facade of faithfulness to the world. Yet, within the cold walls of its towering building, malevolence brews, threatening the very fabric of society. The world's safety hangs by a thread, and only a daring act of espionage can cut the ties of danger. The agency, a clandestine organization dedicated to preserving global peace, a beacon of righteousness, vowed to thwart the looming threat. Their mission, to infiltrate the company and expose its sinister secrets. Two names surface as the best candidates for this perilous task: Megumi and Aurora. Aurora, a virtuoso of espionage whose name whispered through the halls of the agency like a gentle breeze, with Megumi, her counterpart. However, fate has other plans, as Megumi is already deep undercover investigating an organization suspected of creating illegal nuclear weapons. With Megumi indisposed, she found an ally in Mr. Nanami Kento, the wise and willy fox of the spy world, a seasoned veteran with a wealth of experience. She prepared a few things before leaving for the mission. Doing so, she entered the safe house of the agency, and suddenly a scene flashed before her eyes, bringing a huge grin to her face unintentionally. Flashback. The night was young at the agency's safe house, and Aurora was in a particularly devilish mood. Megumi, ever the stoic, was focused on cleaning his weaponry, an array of deadly tools laid out before him like a surgeon's instruments. The science was his sanctuary, a place where he could find and hear his own thoughts, plan his next move. Aurora watched him from the doorway, a smirk playing on her lips. She knew exactly how to push his buttons, how to break the calm exterior. Stealthily, she crept up behind him, her movements as silent as the shadows that danced on the walls. With a swift motion, she snatched the gun from his hand, her laughter echoing in the room as she darted away. "Catch me if you can, Silent Knight," she taunted, her voice a melody of challenge. Megumi's eyes narrowed, a spark igniting within them. The game was on. He rose to his feet, his movements precise and calculated. He wasn't one for games, but Aurora had a way of changing the rules, of making him forget the world outside. The chase led them through the corridors, a dance of cat and mouse. Aurora was quick, her steps light, but Megumi was relentless, his determination a silent force. Finally, in the dim glow of the safe house library, he caught her, his arms wrapping around her waist, pulling her close. "You're irritatingly good at this," Megumi whispered, his breath warm against her ear. Aurora leaned back into him, her heart racing with excitement. "Only because you love it," she replied, her tone laced with mischief. Their eyes met, and for a moment, the world fell away. There was just Aurora and Megumi, the spy and the shadow, wrapped in a moment of heated tension. Aurora's hand traced the line of Megumi's jaw, her touch light but deliberate. Megumi's resolve wavered, his usual restraint came crumbling under her gaze. He tilted her chin up, his eyes searching hers. "You're playing with fire, Aurora," he said, a warning and a promise all in one. "And you're about to get burned," she retorted with a wicked grin. Without another word, Megumi's lips crashed against hers, a kiss that was both a reprimand and a surrender. It was filled with the pent-up frustration of being outwitted and the underlying current of desire that always simmered between them. As they broke apart, breathless and flushed, Aurora's laughter filled the room once more. "Game, set, match," she declared, victorious in more ways than one. Megumi shook his head, a rare smile tucking at the corner of his mouth. "You may have won this round, but the game is far from over," he replied, his voice low and husky. And in the shadows of the library, with the thrill of the chase still lingering in the air, they knew that this was just the beginning of their endless game of espionage and passion. End of flashback. Together, Aurora and Nanami pose as cleaning staff, their true identities skillfully concealed beneath the guise of menial labor. They weave through the building, moved with grace, their eyes capturing more than the dirt on the floors, gathering evidence piece by piece. until they hold the power to unveil the truth to the world. Secrets spill like water, and they soaked up every drop, their mission nearing completion. The night of their escape arrives, a belly of shadows and whispers shrouded in darkness and silence. Aurora and Nanami retrieve their special flying boards, the key to their freedom. They were poised to dance across the skies, but as they prepare to depart, a distant observer catches a glimpse of the light emanating from the devices. Nanami, the ghost he was, vanished without a trace, but a girl was spotted in a pool of moonlight. The plan failed. The company goes on high alert, scouring for intruders. Despite the chaos, Aurora's expertise with her chameleon's charm shield her from suspicion. Danger, however, was her constant shadow, reminder of what she said left behind, Megumi. She had destroyed her flying board to stay out of suspicion, but as the company building was amid a forest that had traps all over the area, one can either get caught or get killed. She was stuck there for the time being until she thinks of a way to escape somehow. The forest was alive with hidden dangers, each more menacing than the last. Aurora, with her heart set on freedom, ventured into its depths, hoping to evade the company's relentless pursuit. But the forest was a formidable adversary, its treacherous terrain riddled with pitfalls and predators that lurked in the darkness. She dodged venomous serpents and skirted around carnivorous plants, her every sense heightened to the whispers of the wild. As she delved deeper, the realization dawned on her. The forest was an impenetrable fortress, its dangers insurmountable. The risk of death loomed large, and the thought of never seeing Megumi again weighed heavily on her soul. With a heavy heart, Aurora conceded that the forest perils made escape impossible that night. Stealthily, she retraced her steps, the shadows her cloak, the silence her ally. She slipped back into the company's domain unnoticed, her presence as fleeting as a wisp of mist. The plan of escape was abandoned, but not her resolve. Aurora knew that the tides would turn, and when they did, she would be ready to seize the moment and claim the freedom that was rightfully hers. Spending her time in the company, saving herself from the eyes of investigators, Aurora looked out of the window of the room she was allotted, gazing at the shiny blanket of pearls above her head. A memory made her adore the stars even more. Flashback. One moonless night, Aurora found Megumi on the rooftop, his silhouette framed by constellations. He stood near the edge, staring into the abyss below. "You're quiet," Aurora said, leaning against the parapet. Megumi's lips curved, a rare smile. "Words are like smoke. They dissipate, leaving nothing behind." "But sometimes," Aurora countered, "they are the only way to bridge the chasm between two souls." He glanced at her, eyes unreadable. "What would you say, Aurora?" She took a deep breath. "That you are the most enthralling puzzle I've ever wanted to solve? That your silence speaks louder than most people's shouts?" Megumi's hand brushed hers. "And what else?" "That I..." Aurora hesitated, her heart racing. "Said I want to know your favorite constellation." He pointed upward. "Orion, the hunter. It reminds me that even in darkness, there is purpose." End of the flashback. She admired the sky, thinking of a particular person and wondering how perfectly his eye color matches the night sky, holding the same number of sparks as there are above her whenever their gaze meets. And out of the blue, she spotted a familiar plane soaring above, a sign that her knight in the shining armor was near. She immediately recognized the plane. It's Megumi, the love of her life, come to rescue her from the clutches of peril. Aura's heart leaped. After ensuring the coast is clear and with a whistle as soft as the first bloom of spring, she called to him. Megumi swoops down, his plane a chariot of fire, the engines humming like a secret melody. Megumi adjusted his goggles. "Ready?" Aura nodded. Always. As they swerved away from the clutches of darkness, Megumi switches the plane to autopilot and their eyes lock in a moment of raw emotion within the flames. In his gaze, Aura saw the storm of emotions, the fear, the relief, the love. The embrace, a promise of eternal togetherness, a collision of hearts, a fusion of souls, and tears of relief cascade down Aura's cheeks. As they pull away, Megumi's lips find hers in a kiss that seals their bond, that spoke of promises, a testament to their enduring love and the triumph of their mission. As they swerved into the night, Aura glanced at him. Megumi, why did you save me? His eyes held galaxies. Because you're my constellation, Aura, my guiding star. And what if we crash? You burn together, he said. A beautiful catastrophe. And then in the vast expanse of the sky, Aura leaned close. Megumi, he silenced her with a kiss, sealing their fate. The wind carried their whispered promises echoing through the ages. Their story woven with threads of courage and love continued to unfold, a tapestry rich with the hues of their bond. In a world entangled with shadows of thirst and power, a tale for the ages of Aura and Megumi.